from KQED.
This weekend, South San Diego County celebrates the restoration of one of the world's largest collections of outdoor murals. They depict the struggles and triumphs of the Chicano Pride movement, and they've garnered worldwide attention since they were first painted in 1973. As Brooke Binkowski reports, many of the original artists have returned to touch up their own work nearly 40 years later.
When you drive down Interstate 5 south toward the San Diego-Tijuana border, you go through a neighborhood called Logan Heights. It's a stretch of industrial buildings and run-down concrete walls. But suddenly, the gray is broken up by flashes of bright colors. Those are the murals, dozens of them, splashed over the freeway walls and pillars, showing, among other things, Mexican folktales, the struggles of Cesar Chavez, and Day of the Dead icons. Muralist Victor Ochoa is covered in paint. He's touching up a mural he made four decades ago of a group of Chicano activists called Brown Berets. Ochoa was part of the original movement that birthed the murals in Chicano Park, which surrounds them.
The community before the freeway came in was a very sprawling barrio. We used to call it the ombligo de los barrios, the belly button of the barrios. And this street here, Logan and National, were like the downtown section, and then the other streets were residential.
But in the 1960s, San Diego built the interstate right through the downtown section over the protests of its residents, effectively cutting the neighborhood in half.
So just in this few blocks, they took over 5,000 families out. They went through our barrios pretty terribly. That was a death blow to this neighborhood.
But Guillermo Aranda, another of the original muralists, says what really tipped people into action was when the city reneged on its promise to build a park and planned a parking lot instead. On April 22, 1970, hundreds of men, women, and children came down and formed human chains around city workers.
People said, hey, you know, if we want a park, we have to claim this park ourselves. And people came and they brought cactus and maguey and picks and shovels, and remember this guy came in with a bulldozer and dug up the earth, and everybody worked, you know, and to make it a park. So that's how Chicano Park came to be.
It took nearly 2 weeks of constant occupation, but the city finally gave the people their park. A few years later, artists began painting the walls of the overpass to commemorate the struggle and to tell the history of the Chicano rights movement in the United States.
Well, once we did the murals here at Chicano Park, it exploded. And Los Angeles, San Francisco, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, even back to the East Coast, you know, murals began to explode all over.
The murals began attracting tourists from all over the world. Fast forward to the early 1990s, after two deadly earthquakes rocked Southern California. At the time, Marty Rosen worked for Caltrans as part of a team that was retrofitting the 5 freeway and came across the murals.
I was just blown away. I mean, just these monumental murals on these bridge columns that vary from about 2 stories to maybe 5 stories high. My initial thought that came out of my head is that this is the Sistine Chapel of California. Just completely blown away.
Rosen pushed to have the murals recognized as a historical resource, although they were barely 20 years old at the time. Eventually, Rosen collaborated with the 7 original artists to produce a Caltrans-administered grant, called a T-Grant, to restore and preserve their murals. It took nearly 20 more years.
There were many years there where we just weren't sure if it was going to happen. We finally, in 2011, started the actual mural restorations.
Restoration is continuing on what has become a symbol of the struggle against a faceless bureaucracy that tore apart a community and how that same bureaucracy helped preserve its voice. For the California Report, I'm Brooke Binkowski in San Diego.